JST, Matthew chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. Compare Matthew chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. The prophets foretold that Bethlehem would be the place of the Messiah's birth.
And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them, saying, "Where is the place that is written of by the prophets in which Christ should be born?" For he greatly feared, yet he believed not the prophets. And they said unto him, "It is written by the prophets that he should be born in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus have they said. The word of the Lord came unto us, saying, And thou, Bethlehem, which lieth in the land of Judea, in thee shall be born a prince, which art not the least among the princes of Judea, for out of thee shall come the Messiah, who shall save my people Israel."
JST, Matthew chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Compare Matthew chapter 2, verse 23. Jesus grows up and waits on the Lord before beginning his ministry.
And it came to pass that Jesus grew up with his brethren, and waxed strong, and waited upon the Lord for the time of his ministry to come. And he served under his father, and he spake not as other men, neither could he be taught, for he needed not that any man should teach him. And after many years, the hour of his ministry drew nigh.
JST, Matthew chapter 3, verses 34 through 36. Compare Matthew chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. Those who rejected the message of John the Baptist rejected Christ. God can make covenant people of those not of Israel.
Why is it that ye receive not the preaching of him whom God hath sent? If ye receive not this in your hearts, ye receive not me. And if ye receive not me, ye receive not him of whom I am sent to bear record. And for your sins ye have no cloak. Repent, therefore, and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, "We are the children of Abraham, and we only have power to bring seed unto our father Abraham." For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children into Abraham.
JST, Matthew chapter 3, verses 38 through 40. Compare Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 through 12. John the Baptist testifies that Jesus has power to baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire.
I indeed baptize you with water upon your repentance, and when he of whom I bear record cometh, who is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, or whose place I am not able to fill, as I said, I indeed baptize you before he cometh, that when he cometh, he may baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And it is he of whom I shall bear record, whose fan shall be in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and gather his wheat into the garner, but in the fullness of his own time will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Thus came John, preaching and baptizing in the river of Jordan, bearing record that he who was coming after him had power to baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire.
JST, Matthew chapter 3, verses 43 through 46. Compare Matthew chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. John baptizes Jesus by immersion, sees the Holy Ghost descending like a dove, and hears the Father's voice.
And Jesus answering said unto him, "Suffer me to be baptized of thee, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he suffered him. And John went down into the water and baptized him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And John saw, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Jesus. And lo, he heard a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.